This is Fresh Air. When it was first released in 1962, the Italian film Il Serpasso, made by Dino Risi, became a phenomenon in its own country and played for months in American art houses under the English title The Easy Life. The movie was recognized as a classic, even as it became harder to see in the U.S. Il Serpasso has just been released on Blu-ray and DVD by the Criterion Collection. Our critic-at-large John Powers watched it again and says it's even greater than he remembered.
If the road movie has a home, it's surely the United States. After all, the settling of America was itself a kind of humongous road picture, all those wagons rolling across the new continent's spectacular vastness. And with our ceaseless love of movement, we became the first people to be transported, in every sense, by the automobile. Small wonder that so many famous Hollywood films, from It Happened One Night to Thelma and Louise, are all about hitting the road. Yet strangely, what may be the greatest road movie comes not from America, but from the tiny, long-settled Italy of 1962. Titled Il Sorpasso, a term that refers to the aggressive act of overtaking or passing on the highway, Dino Risi's masterful comic drama is an enduringly beloved hit in Italy, and one that's influenced Hollywood pictures as different as Easy Rider and Sideways. When I first saw it 25 years ago, I couldn't wait to see it again right away. I've been waiting ever since. It was as if the rights to Il Serpasso were held by Godot Home Video. That's finally changed with the Criterion Collection's superb new Blu-ray and DVD package that's flush with extras, including a smart filmed introduction by Sideways' Alexander Payne. Enormously entertaining and sneakily deep, Il Serpasso feels as vibrant today as it did in the 60s. Vittorio Gassman stars as Bruno Cortona, an exuberantly irresponsible man-child who vrooms around in his sporty Lancia convertible, blasting the world's most obnoxious car horn. Needing to make a call but unable to find a payphone, he imposes on a guy he spots in an apartment window. That's Roberto Mariani, played by Jean-Louis Trintignant, a young law student who's everything Bruno is not, shy, workaholic, and as square as a saltine cracker. Although Roberto wants to study, Bruno railroads him into going for a drink. What starts as a jaunt grows into a journey that finds them bombing from Rome to Via Reggio in Tuscany, a free-form odyssey that offers an incomparable look at early 60s Italy. Its gas stations and piazzas, nightclubs and estates, bikini-clad beaches, and grim traffic accidents. Yet Bruno and Roberto's journey through space also becomes a journey through time. We encounter figures from their past who add shadings to our sense of their characters. We see what's both good and bad about each, without the movie ever judging them. Il Serpasso was part of the 60s explosion in Italian movies, when auteurs like Antonioni, Fellini, and Bertolucci became internationally famous. Unlike them, Risi didn't make art films. In fact, he has Bruno joke about the dullness of Antonioni. Instead, Risi made commercial hits that, like the great Hollywood movies of the 70s, were perfectly in sync with what his audience was thinking about. Blessed with a light touch, he captured the realities of everyday life, but did so in the pleasurable, unpretentious, unscolding way of the greatest popular art. Anyone can enjoy Il Serpasso simply for its larky energy and the growing camaraderie between the womanizing Bruno, who's always looking for an angle, and the button-down Roberto, whose good sense makes him our surrogate. While Roberto's wonderfully played by Trintignant, who's peerless at creating bottled-up characters, the movie belongs to Gassman's electrifying Bruno, the platonic ideal of a certain kind of masculinity that Italian culture may mock, but also adores. Even as we see through his braggadocio, Bruno's animal spirits fill every scene with blaring life. Yet Risi wasn't making an Italian buddy comedy. Like all the best road movies, Il Serpasso uses its journey to reveal a whole culture. Risi offers a brilliant snapshot of the boom years, when the poor, war-ravaged Italy suddenly became a go-go nation, where the economy boomed, people bought cars and took beach holidays, and everyone wanted to have fun. Everywhere you look in this movie, somebody's doing the twist. Where Roberto's dutifulness smacks of Italy's joyless 50s, Bruno embodies the 60s' new prosperity and recklessness. We watch him blow by earlier forms of Italian transportation: bicycles, Vespas, sidecars, cheap, sensible Fiats. Of course, there are dangers in speeding. And Il Serpasso's special tang comes from Risi's skill at weaving intimations of darkness into a sunny-seeming tale. The wisest of satirists, Risi sees what both individuals and whole societies find it easy to forget, as we forgot in the irrational exuberance that led to our recent financial crash. You see, once you get hooked on going too fast, you'd better fasten your seatbelts and watch what's coming around the next curve.
John Powers is film and TV critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. He reviewed the new Blu-ray and DVD edition of Dino Risi's film Il Serpasso.
A Saint-Tropez, la luna si destacó un té. Eva Lightwit, contándoles del en el cielo. Ma la stella ancora più bella non è in cielo, è qui vicino a me, a Saint-Tropez. Ma la stella ancora più bella non è in cielo, è qui vicino a me, a Saint-Tropez. Twist, twist, tutto il mondo, twist, twist, sta impazzendo. Sogna, vuol tornare, una lunga notte ancora mai più scordare a Saint-Tropez.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shurrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Yue Shaw. John Sheehan directed today's show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.